Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE French Study Podcast. I'm so excited to dive into today's topic with you, using appropriate vocabulary and grammar. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Vocabulary and grammar sounds a bit dry, right? But here's the thing. This is where you can really shine in your exams and pick up those crucial marks that separate a grade 6 from a grade 8, or even a 9. Think of vocabulary and grammar as your toolkit. The more sophisticated tools you have and the better you know how to use them, the more impressive your French becomes. OCR examiners are specifically looking for candidates who can move beyond basic, repetitive language and demonstrate range, accuracy, and flair. So today we're going to explore exactly how to do that. We'll cover the core concepts you need to master, share some brilliant exam tips, highlight common mistakes to avoid, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your knowledge. Let's get started. Let's begin with vocabulary sophistication. OCR assesses your lexical competence through the Vocabulary and Structures Assessment Criteria. What does this mean in practice? Well, examiners want to see that you're using a wide range of vocabulary, not just the basic words everyone knows, but topic-specific lexis, idiomatic expressions, and more nuanced alternatives. Here's a practical example. Imagine you're writing about a film you enjoyed. A basic response might say, "Le film était bon et intéressant." That's fine, but it's generic. Now, compare that to, "Le film était captivant et absolument éblouissant." Can you hear the difference? Words like captivant and éblouissant are more sophisticated, more precise, and they show the examiner that you've really developed your vocabulary. One of the biggest mistakes candidates make is over-relying on high-frequency verbs like aller and faire. Yes, these verbs are useful, but if you use them constantly, you're missing opportunities to demonstrate range. Instead of je vais au cinéma, try je me rends au cinéma or je me dirige vers le cinéma. Instead of faire du sport, consider pratiquer en sport or s'adonner au sport. These alternatives are more specific and show linguistic maturity. Now let's talk about intensifiers and opinion phrases. Don't just say something is très bon, upgrade it. Use tout à fait exceptionnel, extrêmement agréable, or absolument formidable. These intensifiers add weight to your opinions and demonstrate that you can manipulate language for effect. Moving on to grammar structures. This is where you can really boost your marks. OCR specifically rewards the use of complex structures. What counts as complex? Well, structures like bien qui, followed by the subjunctive, time expressions like dès qui and aussitôt que, conditional phrases with si j'avais or au cas où, and infinitive constructions like avant de and sans. Let me give you a concrete example. A simple sentence might be, je vais en France et je vais visiter Paris. That's correct, but it's basic. Now listen to this. Dès que j'arriverai en France, je compte visiter Paris, bien que je n'ai jamais voyagé seul auparavant. Can you see how much more sophisticated that is? We've used dès que with the future tense, bien que with the subjunctive, and an infinitive construction. That's the kind of sentence that makes examiners sit up and award top marks. Another key area is avoiding false friends, or faux amis. These are words that look similar in English and French, but have different meanings. A classic example is actuellement. It doesn't mean actually, it means currently. If you want to say actually, use en fait or en réalité. Similarly, assister doesn't mean to assist, it means to attend. These errors can cause confusion and cost you marks, so it's worth memorizing the most common faux amis. Register is also crucial. OCR tasks often specify whether you should write formally or informally. In a formal letter, you'd use vous, monsieur, or madame, and phrases like je vous prie d'agréer. In an informal email to a friend, you'd use tu, salut, and more relaxed expressions. Getting the register wrong can lose you marks, so always check the task requirements carefully. Right, let's talk exam strategy. Here are my top tips for maximizing your marks in vocabulary and grammar. First, memorize at least 3 sophisticated synonyms for every common adjective. For ennuyeux, learn barbant, monotone, and lassant. For intéressant, learn fascinant, captivant, and passionnant. Create flashcards or use spaced repetition apps to drill these into your memory. Second, in the 150-word writing task, plan your vocabulary choices before you start writing. Identify opportunities to use complex structures and sophisticated lexis. Don't just write the first thing that comes into your head. Think strategically about how to showcase your range. Third, proofread specifically for gender and number agreement. It's not enough to use sophisticated vocabulary if you write un film captivant instead of un film captivant. Accuracy matters just as much as range. Check every noun for gender, every adjective for agreement, and every verb for the correct ending. Fourth, avoid phonetic spelling. I see this all the time. Candidates writing boko instead of buku or aujourd'hui instead of aujourd'hui. These errors suggest you've only heard the words and never seen them written down. Always check your spelling, especially for high-frequency words. And finally, don't be afraid to take risks. Yes, accuracy is important, but OCR also rewards ambition. If you attempt a complex structure and make a small error, you'll still get credit for trying. It's better to aim high and stumble slightly than to play it safe with basic language. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll give you a basic word or phrase, and I want you to think of a more sophisticated alternative. Ready? 1. Bon. Think of 2 better adjectives. Got them? How about exceptional or formidable? 2. Aller au cinéma. What's a more sophisticated verb? Try se rendre cinéma. 3. What does actuellement mean? Remember, it's a faux ami. It means currently, not actually. 4. Give me a complex structure using the subjunctive. How about bien que je sois fatigué? 5. What's an intensifier you can use instead of très? Try extrêmement or tout à fait. How did you do? If you got most of those, you're on the right track. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the importance of vocabulary sophistication, moving beyond basic words to demonstrate range and precision. We've explored complex grammar structures that examiners love to see, like subjunctive triggers, time expressions, and conditional phrases. We've highlighted common mistakes like faux ami and phonetic spelling, and we've shared practical exam strategies to help you maximize your marks. Remember, vocabulary and grammar aren't just about memorizing lists. They're about making strategic choices that showcase your linguistic ability. Every time you upgrade a word or use a complex structure, you're telling the examiner, "I'm a confident, capable French speaker." Keep practicing, keep expanding your vocabulary, and don't be afraid to experiment with complex structures. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening, and bon chance with your exams.